Hello, Dryden. Mayor Wilson here again. Everywhere we turn, whether it's the radio, television, or online, all we hear is talk of COVID-19, and for good reason. Yet, at some point, it can end up causing sensory overload, and critics with opposing views are everywhere, sometimes adding to the confusion. The government isn't doing enough to help, versus the government is interfering too much, or we need more restrictions on businesses and citizens to flatten the curve, versus we need to lift restrictions to get people working again. Public disagreement is a healthy sign of a true democracy at work. Unfortunately, and increasingly over the past few decades, we have witnessed a trend toward the stifling of opposing views in Canadian society, which, ironically, in the name of freedom and honesty, actually discourages thoughtful dialogue and disagreement towards those in power. This is dangerous for a nation and a community. One day in the future, hopefully months and not years from now, many armchair quarterbacks, locally and nationally, will be looking back on how we handled the great COVID crisis of 2020, pointing out all the mistakes governments and health organizations made in managing it. When done properly, however, these postmortems will result in learning from our mistakes and making us better prepared for the next crisis. This is why healthy public discourse between people of opposing views should never be discouraged from engaging each other in a free and democratic society. Plan as we may, we can only live in the present, doing our best with the information at our immediate disposal, recognizing that right now, the virus itself, not just governments and health professionals alone, is mainly determining the direction and scope of the crisis. One day, that will change. In the meantime, that doesn't mean we don't have a role to play. I won't repeat all the good things we are doing as a town to limit the impact of the virus. I would, however, remind Drydenites to continue working together in a spirit of thoughtfulness, thankfulness, and neighborliness. For example, I am encouraged by thoughtful, creative suggestions for reducing the spread of the virus by minimizing contact with simple objects like public door handles. My thanks go out to area local Jeff Mann, who left a message at the city this week to Google search door handle opener, and that he is willing to make similar products for businesses and organizations in the region. Farther away, I am thankful to the Ontario Energy Board for extending the winter ban on electricity disconnections for non-payment for residential customers to July 31st. They further state that low-volume small business customers are now also protected by the ban. I am thankful to local doctor Adam Moyer for posting a positive Facebook post Friday about COVID stats, the blessing of living in rural Canada, and especially the message that Canada needs to learn how to make things again. And as consumers, we need to recognize that if we want to support Canadian industry, we will often pay more for our products, but we'll be supporting both our workers and our country as a whole. Over the past few generations, businesses of all sizes and the people who work in them, the backbone of our country, have been forgotten. Let me close with Dr. Moyer's last couple of remarks. And remember, you may or may not agree with his statements, but we live, supposedly, in a democracy where freedom of thoughtful expression is still allowed. I quote, "Successive governments of all stripes have allowed the resource and manufacturing economy to dwindle, and the harm that has caused to us is great. So when we all emerge from this pandemic, my hope is that these workers are valued again, that politicians remember. Maybe we pay more for goods, but we know that they've been made in our province or our country. The people that make, harvest, fix, and manufacture things are still punching a time clock, and that gives me a lot of pride." End of quote. All I can say is, me too, Dr. Moyer, me too.